This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations said on Thursday the pace of climate change has not been slowed by the global health crisis, and the world remains behind its battle to cut carbon emissions. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Petri Talas is Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization.
There's been classically thinking that perhaps in the future something may happen, but it's obvious that we have to start acting already now if we want to reach the lower limit of Paris Agreement.
The WMO said lockdowns and other restriction measures only led to a temporary downturn in CO2 emissions last year. The UN said concentrations of major greenhouse gases like CO2, methane and nitrous oxide continued to rise in 2020 and the first half of this year. The average global temperature for the past 5 years was among the highest on record. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement, the results were an alarming appraisal of just how far off course we are.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. French officials on Thursday said their military had killed the leader of Islamic State in the Greater Sahara after the group attacked French aid workers, African civilians, and U.S. troops.
À la mi-août,
France's Defense Minister Florence Parly confirmed on Thursday the death of Adnan Abu Walid al-Sahrawi, who she said died from wounds caused by a strike from the Barkhane force in August of 2021. France declared the killing a major victory against jihadists in Africa and justification for years of anti-extremist efforts in the Sahel. Al-Sahrawi had claimed responsibility for a 2017 attack in Niger that killed 4 U.S. military personnel and 4 people with Niger's military. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian on Thursday expressed anger after Australia announced it would be backing out of a French deal to build diesel-powered submarines in favor of a nuclear submarine deal with the United States.
C'est vraiment en bon français, un coup dans le dos.
In an interview with France Info, Le Drian labeled the move as a stab in the back, while adding that France's trust in Australia had been betrayed. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States' agreement to equip Australia with nuclear-powered submarines was not meant to undermine a contract between France and the Aussies.
We cooperate incredibly closely with France on many shared priorities in the Indo-Pacific, but also beyond around the world. We're going to continue to do so.
Blinken said Thursday the United States welcomes European countries playing an important role in the Indo-Pacific and said France in particular is a vital partner. Anyone planning to celebrate with boozy beverages in Los Angeles will want to bring their vaccination card. AP's Jennifer King explains.
Public officials in Los Angeles County will begin requiring proof of COVID-19 vaccinations for patrons and workers at indoor bars, wineries, breweries, and nightclubs starting October 7th. The initiative requires proof of at least one vaccine dose by that date and full vaccination by November 4th. Indoor restaurants were not covered, although officials strongly recommend the same precautions. Los Angeles faced a massive coronavirus surge during the holiday season last year, and the new restrictions are designed to keep the same thing from happening this time around. Meanwhile, about 2,600 Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to try to get out of their COVID-19 vaccine requirement. I'm Jennifer King.
A cassette tape with a 33-minute audio recording of a John Lennon interview used for a school newspaper will be auctioned in Denmark later this month, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Half a century ago, 4 Danish teenagers interviewed Lennon, the recording including an apparently unpublished song by the late Beatle. One of the teens remembers that it was the height of the Vietnam War and the Cold War. Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, had a message of peace, he says, and that was important to us. The teens managed to get an audience with Lennon, where he played and sang with Ono, Give Peace a Chance, and a new one, Radio Peace. The items, the tape, 23 still photos, and a copy of the school paper, have been estimated to be worth at least $31,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.